neurologist no longer employed at University of Miami after sharing unacceptable post about Charlie Kirk assassination. By Catherine Hamilton on September 15, 2025. The University of Miami Miller School of Medicine published a statement Saturday that it regrets unacceptable public commentary made by one of its employees about the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. The statement said, "This individual is no longer employed by our institution." Update: this article and its headline have been updated to reflect that Dr. Michelle Bravo is no longer an employee at the University of Miami. Dr. Bravo contacted Breitbart News to say she was not fired. Dr. Michelle Bravo's post compared Kirk's killing to the deaths of countless Palestinian babies, children, girls, boys, women and men, and quoted Malcolm X, saying, "The chickens have come home to roost," Florida's Voice reported Monday. The Instagram page at @stop_antisemitism posted about the statement, and there were calls for her firing by numerous commenters who also tagged the university. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by @stop_antisemitism, @stop_antisemitism. The University of Miami Miller School of Medicine confirmed in a statement on Saturday that Bravo is no longer an employee. "The University of Miami regrets unacceptable public commentary made by one of our employees. This individual is no longer employed by our institution," the statement reads. "Freedom of speech is a fundamental right. At the same time, expressions that condone or endorse violence or are incompatible with our policies and values are not acceptable. We remain dedicated to providing a safe, respectful environment for all and to advancing our mission of education, patient care, discovery, and service," the statement continues. pic.twitter.com/n@medgw. Miller Medicine, @MiamiMedicine, September 13, 2025. It appears that Dr. Bravo's profile has been removed from the website of the University of Miami Health System. Kirk, 31, was assassinated while engaging in debate at Utah Valley University on Wednesday, September 10. The suspect in the case, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, has been arrested. Robinson was reportedly in a romantic relationship with a male roommate transitioning to female. "Hey fascist. Catch," was inscribed on one of the rounds found in the alleged murder weapon.